I did spend a lot of time preparing this, but I didn't get very far. It's a very difficult topic. I thought it would be easy, but it's not. The topic of kitnios. Pesach is a day when we, is a yomtiv where we have chumras, stringencies. And one of the stringencies that we have among the Ashkenazi community is the chumra of kitnios. Kitnios literally means beans. Now now the truth is, minhagim in general, customs in general, most of them can be dated. We know who instituted the minhag, who instituted the takana. We can date it to a time period, to a very specific reason, and to a very specific person, or a bezdin, or a group of people. There are many svarim today written on takanos. In the Chazal, we have in the Gemara, the Gaonim, from the Rishonim, there were takanos. Takanos instituted for Klal Yisrael not to do this, to do this, not to do this, all these different things. And we know who made the takana, and we know what the reason is, and we know, and we have all the rules. Kitnios is from the more mysterious minhagim. We don't really know how it started. If you look carefully in all of the svarim, they all acknowledge we don't have a person that we can hang it on. We don't have a bezdin. We don't even have a specific period. Somehow this stringency of not eating on Pesach foods that come from a certain category of beans, which we'll discuss in a moment, it's shrouded in mystery. Who started the minhag? One thing we know for sure, it's not in the Gemara. Well,
rice is in the Gemara.
What? Rice. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri speaks about rice. So that someone learned is a source. Someone to mention. But all of the poskim, all of the codifiers, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, we follow the Rabbanon. In the Mishnah of Sefer Pesachim, it says there are five types of grain. Five types of grain, which are really divided into two parts. There's wheat and barley, and wheat. There are two types of wheat and three types of barley, for a total of five. And there's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that rice is also chametz. And everyone rejects Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that sirchon. It's not called fermentation. It's not called chametz. It's just called rotting and swelling. And he is rejected. He is rejected by the Rambam and by all of the Rishonim. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like the Rabbanon, that only the five forms of grain can turn into chametz. However, okay, so what you're saying is good. Maybe we'll get to a little bit of that later on. But one thing we know for sure, let's talk about the time of the Rishonim. Rashi mentions clearly Derech Agav. He mentions about cooking rice and beans on Pesach, and it's clear, I don't know all the details, all the exact source, but from Rashi it's clear he never heard of such a prohibition of kitnios. And the Baalei Tosfos talk about cooking beans, all the rules of preparing for Yom Tov, and they mention cooking beans and mustard, chardol and beans, and it's like they never heard of this. So it's clear that this takana came definitely after the time of the Rishonim. Rashi was 1,000 years ago. Rashi was 1040. Right? Rashi lived in 1040 to 1105. See, he knows when Rashi lived 1105. And Rashi, it's clear in his lifetime there was no takana of kinyos. The Baalei Tosfos, who lived a little bit later, they make no mention, they certainly don't mention that it's aser. And in their writings, they talk about different shilas of eating beans, about cooking beans on Pesach with regard to taruvitz, mixtures. It's clear as day that there was no prohibition of eating kidneys. So it came about at a later point in time during the Goinim, or even later during the early Achronim.
The Goinim
what?
Before Rashi.
What?
The Gainim
will be. I'm sorry. You're right. Right. The later Rishonim, or the time of the early Achronim, at a later point in time. Now it's brought down, I came across eight reasons why it evolved the prohibition of kinyos. Now, I'm not really clear the difference in all of the nuances. Some of them are very similar, but one of the main reasons is because maisa kedera, that a dish that is made from kinyos, let's say rice, or let's say let's say corn. If you take corn, you make corn into a flour. for that matter, even potatoes. Some want to learn. We don't pass like this. But there were opinions. There were periods of time where potatoes were viewed as kidneyos. All of these things all depend on what the reason for kidneyos, what kidneyos and its extension, why they are, is called Maisa Kedair. It looks just like chametz. The final product, the final product looks just like a loaf of bread. Now, a rice cake to us doesn't look like a piece of bread. I know that. But to a certain degree, some of the other forms of kidneyos, when you process them, there's a similarity between a loaf of bread and a product that comes from kidneys. Therefore, it appears people were getting confused, and they were saying, not everyone in those days was so shush, tell me they come like we have today. And you come to someone's house for Yom Tov meal, and he has some type of rice kugel or rice cake, and they say, oh, look at this. You have kugel. You have a rice kugel. You have some type of, they saw our products, our Pesach products today. They saw a Strauss cake, one of those kosher Pesach cakes. We wouldn't have what to eat today. But people get confused. If you could have this type of cake, this type of kugel, it looks identical to a loaf of bread or some type of dish that was chametz. And therefore, in order that people should not get confused that the tzura of the food on Pesach should be distinct, and no one should be nichshel in eating chametz. Yeah, listen, chametz is a unique mitzvah. It's not like other mitzvahs, kashrus, where there's bittul berov, and chametz is asur b'mashu, the smallest amount is asur. We do a mitzvah, bedikas chametz, beer chametz, we burn the chametz. There's an obsession, almost. There should not be a teeny little fraction of chametz. This has overflowed into that the tzura, the form of food you eat on Pesach, should be distinctly different than the tzura, the form of food that one eats during the rest of the year. So this is the first reason. It fits in the category of Maisa Kedair. It looks like a dish.
How does that apply today?
Okay, I'm going to get to it today. We're going to get to it today. Okay,
yeah. Cereals will look like Cheerios.
Exactly. Because
cakes will look like lasagna, matrix.
100%. Today there's more food. There's more food for Pesach than there is the whole year round. They even have kosher Pesach mustard. It doesn't taste like it. It tastes pretty bad. But it doesn't taste the same. Believe me, it's not the same. I'm a very big fan of mustard. Kosher Pesach mustard.
It's a joke.
But I put it in the yellow bottle, and then they try to make the consistency. They make it look exactly the same when you just dip your food. This is not mustard. Who are you trying to fool? Do it taste like mustard? Okay, it tastes like mustard. But who are you trying to fool here? What's going on here? But the other foods, like the cakes, some cakes are, styrofoam. But there are some cakes. There are some cakes. I mean, it's better than the chametz. It's really better than chametz. If Chazal, the ones who instituted this gezer, would have been here today, there's no doubt this would have been, they would have put them out of business. There's no doubt about it. They're lucky they came at a later point in time. The takana was instituted at an early point in time where people lived the different lifestyle, and what was asur is asur, what's mutter is mutter. And today, we don't have the authority, we don't have the organizational skills to come together and to prohibit new things, or to be matter things, and therefore, whatever was, this is a common theme in halacha, whatever was, and that's how it goes. Yeah.
You can say that everything comes with a hashgacha, so you don't...
Right. Today everything is different. Yeah, absolutely.
Like
there was no such thing as a hashgacha at the time when the kind of the hashgacha is a modern, it's a 20th century idea. Hashgacha on food. Who needs hashgacha on food? Everyone is trusted. Eid echad nevi surin. You go to someone's house, you trust. He knows what he's doing. It's a whole hundred. It's a whole new world today. Okay, but this is the first thing. This is the term. We're going to look in the Sfarim, talk about kidneys. They talk about this called Maisa Kedera, which appears to mean the tzura. It's something which is foreign to us because, like you said, today we live in the food technology and the food and Pesach tasting better than the whole year round food technology. But the tzura of food should be distinct than the tzura, the image, the form of food during the whole year round. which totally flies in the face of everything that we have today. Then there's something called the midi de midgan. Midi de midgan has nothing to do with the final product. It has to do with something which ferments, which basically comes from the Gemara, rice. Something which swells, even though scientifically it's not part of the five grains, and the fermentation process is not equal, it's not the same. The leavening process is not equal to the five grains, but for the layman it's similar enough. You go take a still person, you show him a piece of rice that is swelling, and a kernel of wheat that is swelling. To him it's all the same. The average person, it's not bucky in these matters, so you tell them that rice you can eat and wheat you can't eat. What's the difference? If I can eat the rice, I might as well eat the wheat. Anything which is midi de midgan, which swells, bread, five grains swell, they leave in a certain chemical form, which is halachically chametz. Rice swells, and all the grains, they can turn into a batter. We're not dealing with the final form. We're dealing with the process of preparing the food. That is enough of kavish. I have two completely different reasons. Maisik there refers to the final product. Anything that can be produced into a product that is presented on the table that looks like chametz, it's off limits. The image of food must be distinct on Pesach. Meaning the midgan is, we don't care about the final product. The final product can look like matzah. But if in the preparation, of this type of grain, it is similar to the preparation of chametz, so in the kitchen, the people who run the kitchen are going to get confused, and they're going to be lax in these matters. That is called midi de midgan. That's a whole different approach to the prohibition of kinyos. Another reason is, okay, this is the third reason, is something which is very similar. Is very similar, which they make bread. It's really, really borders on number on reason number one, ma'isa kedera. But instead of ma'isa being a dish, it's a more limited form of kidneys where it's served as bread. I guess in ancient times they served rice cakes, like rice or other types of maybe corn, I'm not exactly sure, was served in place of bread. See, there's something kedera, a dish like a kugel. Some type of dish which is identical to the type of dish you would eat as chametz. The third approach is, no, it's something which is served as bread, as the main staple, the main, you break bread, the first course of the meal. Anything, any product of the earth that can be produced into a product which looks like bread, not a kedera, is off limits. All of these different reasons I'm giving you have major nafkaminas in what type of beans and what type of vegetables fall into the category of kidneys. Okay, a fourth reason, that this really appears to be one of the Iker reason, the main reason, and that is many they had where they cultivated in Europe and Poland, and where they farmed wheat. It was very common to have a patch of land where they produced wheat, and right next near the wheat, they produced other types of beans, vegetables and beans. I'm not exactly sure all the different types of seeds. And it was very common that and these are very small little patches of earth. And so for Pesach, you can't use wheat, as for Shmur Matzah, but you would have some type of corn. The cornfield, or I don't know, rice, the rice was right next to the wheat field. And when they plowed and they harvested, it was very common where a few kernels of wheat would get mixed into the rice.
Where they would blow in.
It would blow in from the wind.
Or they rotated crops.
All different. They used to plant the same type of grains on the same fields. They alternated the years because of the nutrients that they needed. So because the farming was done, everything was smished. The farming was many different ways. It was not uncommon if you had rice. You open up your Uncle Ben's rice. You'd find in your rice a kernel of wheat. And you would put it into the pot. You would be eating chametz gamur. You would have 80% would be rice. There would be some pebbles. And there would be a few kernels of wheat also stuck inside with some barley. So this appears to be the main chash. And therefore, they were makbid, don't have rice, millet, and different types of corn, because these things were produced together with wheat and they would get mixed together and that would cause problems. That is a fifth reason, that is a fourth reason, which appears to be what?
And the Sfardim, on the stores, they have, we sift
the rice. So even Sfardim that are lenient, they are required by halacha to sift it three times. And if they don't do three times, even Sfardim are not allowed to eat kidney oats. People make a mistake and they think Sfardim, there's no such thing as kidney oats. That's not true. There were communities of Sfardim that were machmed on kidney oats. Absolutely. And there were, and even the Sfardim that are not machmed on kidney oats, they have very strict requirements in preparing the kidney oats. It has to be, it's not like a regular hashkacha, it's a super duper hashkacha, but it has to be sifted three times. So this goes, oh, Sfardi, oh, there's no kidney oats. That is 100% wrong. They're lenient in kidney oats, but they do have the certain kidney oats, and this fourth reason is the main reason. Now, the fifth reason...
Is something with flour that the flour that you use is not discernible one type from the other, that they were afraid...
That, I think, fits more into the category of two, midi de midgan, that the flour, it swells.
That's why... Okay.
They're all related. All these reasons are related. These are like just general reasons. But the fifth reason is a fascinating reason, which is brought down, and people are they play around with this reason a lot, and they're very surprised. There's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. You have to have simcha on Yom Tov. If you don't have a good meal, you're not going to have simcha. Matzah is very expensive. $22 a pound of shmur matzah. Mm-hmm. Not everyone can afford this. It's not a joke. This is serious business. So, I'm not going to have matzah. I'll have potatoes. I'll have some eggs and potatoes. I'm allowed to have kidney oats. I'll have rice cakes. Wonderful. I'll have rice cakes. I'll have cornflakes. Whatever I'll have. Whatever kidney oats come from. I'll have all these different things. So Chazal, this Tkufa period of time, they saw people were staying away from matzah, and they were substituting matzah for different types of kidney oats, and that was their main meal. And it wasn't a meal. It was a shacha meal. And there was a lack of simcha, the samacha dechagecha. So there was a hakpada, these things are off limits, in order to force the hamoinam to eat matzah. To have a good, healthy meal on Pesach, so you should enjoy the Yom Tov. It's a very different type of reason. It has nothing to do with kashrus, nothing to do with farming, nothing to do with the tzura of the food should look different. It's because people were just not eating matzah. They were eating other things, and Chazal said that's not the samacha b'chagecha. Number six. Number six is that in years of famine, when there was a drought, it could happen. This is documented. Is that rice and other different types of beans look identical to wheat? When the earth does not have the proper fertilizer and nutrients and rain, the beans, the different types of beans look strange, and they look very similar to wheat. And once people started using these things, they got confused. If this is mutter, wheat is mutter. It's all the same. They don't realize the reason why this looks like wheat is because there's a famine, there's a drought for 3 years, and Mimela, the earth, is producing things which are strange. It's not because it's really wheat. So there was some type of confusion, and that's how it developed. Okay, the two more reasons. No, really more. But another reason, this is the fascinating reason. The Gemara says that beans, the only thing that turns into chametz is the five grains. Rice does not turn into chametz. There are opinions that I want to suggest that al pi halacha, when rice does not leave in, that's only when rice is alone. If rice is mixed with wheat or barley, the power of leavening inherent in the wheat and barley is contagious and can cause rice and different types of beans to turn into chametz gomor. Just like we have a principle of egg matzah, we know that matzah cannot be made in less than 18 minutes. If you mix water and flour, the clock ticks. For 18 minutes, you're safe. Nothing can possibly happen. Let's say you mix fruit juices with flour. So there's a machlokes. We, halacha l'maaseh, stay away only for people who are ill. They can eat egg matzah. Why can't a healthy person eat egg matzah? We're chayish for the opinions that anything other than water, fruit juices, or eggs cause the wheat to turn into chametz immediately on contact. Again, that's a chumrah. But we accept that chumrah. You're not allowed to eat egg matzah on Pesach unless a person...
Matzah shira is chametz.
That's why we stay away from it.
As opposed to lechem ayin.
That's another reason. You could have even matzah shira, but there are different reasons. One of the reasons of matzah shira, that's a reason for the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder, you have to have lechem oni. So even if you would have technically matzah shira, you would have bread that's not chametz, but it's still not lechem oni, then it's not fit for the Seder. But let's talk about the remainder of Pesach. The last 6 days of Pesach, you don't need to have lechem oni. You could have whatever, as long as it's not chametz. So I use one permitted to have egg matzah. So technically, yes. But we're machmir because it's a fascinating idea. This that we are familiar in the Gemara, that there are only five types of grain that turn into chametz, that is only when they're isolated, where they're alone. But if you mix together wheat with rice, just like if you add fruit juice to flour, it causes the flour to ferment instantly on contact. The power of leavening that is found in wheat is so powerful, it can have a chemical reaction to cause rice and different types of beans to turn into chametz gomer.
So what was the chashash that you...
I have wheat here. Once you're allowed to have rice, it's inevitable you're going to have some rice together with salt, with
well, who cooks wheat?
In the preparation for matzah, will be found. Yes, I don't know the exact details, but there's a possibility there'll be some type of mixture which will cause it to ferment. So we're not having kinyos, it's because of this lethal combination. Another reason is we're not really bekiyim. The Gemara talks about five different types of grain. This is a far-fetched, this is really a little bit far-fetched, but some say this. We're not really bekiyim in the different types of grains. There's chita, so'ira, kusmin, shibolashol, I forgot, whatever, there are five. Who says we really know what the five different types of grains are? So, and especially, the proof is, Chazal tell us there are really only two types of wheat. There is wheat and barley. And there are three different types of barley and two types of wheat. So maybe in the different beans, and the different types of grains that are out there, things that are out there, who knows, maybe really that's part of the wheat family, that's part of the barley family, which the Gemara says does turn into chametz. It's a little bit far-fetched because we have a tradition, we pretty much know exactly what everything is. So to go say that we're afraid that this really is a subcategory of oats, a subcategory of rye, a subcategory of spelt, it's a little far-fetched. But this approach is indeed brought down. So it comes that I've really given you, now I want to give you one more reason, just little idea, seven different reasons. Eight, let me just review them very quickly. Eight different reasons why you don't eat kidneys on Pesach. The Ikor, Shebe Ikarim, is because in ancient times, farming was done, as you say, they rotated the fields. Sometimes they would plant beans, sometimes they would plant wheat, or they were right next to each other. And it wasn't so uncommon for wheat to get mixed into the beans or into the rice. And if you allow you to eat these different types of beans and rice on Yom Tov, you may not realize that you're really eating chametz gomer because you have some wheat mixed inside and you have not been careful to make sure that it's cooked within 18 minutes or being that it's mixed together. So that really is the main reason that taruvis of, which is inevitable of beans and wheat, that can occur. The other reason is because the tsura maisa kidera, the finished product on your dining room table must be distinct. The other reason is because in the kitchen, in the process of preparing anything which swells, looks like chametz, you can get confused. The third reason, another reason, fourth reason is because anything which is a substitute for bread, that can be confused with bread. Another reason is because sfarfetch v'samachta b'chagecha, they wanted people to enjoy the Yom Tov with chametz, not with beans. Another reason is because in years of famine and drought, when the land is not properly watered and there are not enough nutrients, the different types of beans can look identical to wheat, and that can cause confusion. And the other reason, last reason, is because we said because when you mix together beans with wheat, the koyach of leavening that's found in the wheat can cause the beans to turn into chametz. Now, what's very interesting is that everything, all minhagim have a story behind it. Now, it's not just minhagim, halacha. A lot of the chumra, the Mefarshim explained, a lot of the chumra that we have today of the hakpada on kidneys is a result of the haskala. The maskilim attacked ferociously the minog of kidneys. It could have been at one point in time the minog of kidneys was a lightweight minog. It's a lightweight minog, and you're looking for a kula, you don't have to be so machmir. It could have been it was only established for a certain period of time, and then it would have just faded out. But the maskilim, though the irreligious Jews, whose goal was to wipe out Yiddishkeit from the Klal Yisrael, they took kidneys as an easy target to use to mock Yadus. Now, if you are a Orthodox Jew and someone is mocking your practice, your observance of Torah mitzvahs, and the thing that they're mocking the most and they're targeting the most is the making litzon, is kidneys, how are you going to respond? You're going to mechazik yourself, pumpa keret, you're going to have even more nizhar in kidneys. And this is what happened. This was what happened among communities of Ashkenazic Jews who weren't so hot about kidneys. It could have been, it would have faded out. But when the maskilim started to attack, and this became their banner, like this religion is just nonsense, this whole thing is nonsense, it just, not a question of did they want to, it just happened like that. It was minmela, it became something which the...
It's a reaction.
Reaction, exactly. And once it became so firmly etched into the custom of Pesach, you know, once something is here, it's not going to go anywhere. It becomes minig Yisrael becomes printed in the books. This is the tradition. And you want to abolish the tradition. It's not going to go. It's not going to happen. So it's a reaction to history. When you're eating your makbida and Pesach and kidneys,
see what their point of attack was. That you know, we're enlightened. We know
exactly
more
right.
than the rabbis knew, and therefore, you know, look at how backward they are.
Exactly. Okay, there are a lot of other points. I know it's late, so I'll just conclude with one more idea, and that is what exactly in minhagim. There are different madregos of minhagim. There are minhagim called gezeros, takonos, minhagim, nidarim, and midos chasidus. What level does the enactment of not eating kidneys fall under? Is it a gezera? Is it a takana? Is it a minug? Is it a geder, a neder? Something that you've accustomed yourself to do over a number of years becomes a neder, neder, hasadarim? Or is it a midas chasidus? Now you have to define very carefully, which we're not going to do, what is the chilik between a gezera, a takana, a minug, a neder, a midas chasidus? I think the haskama sa'am falls in the category of a neder, which means it's a lightweight prohibition. It's not a very heavyweight prohibition. And what's the proof that it's a neder? There's a very interesting idea that if a woman who's an Ashkenazi girl marries a Sephardi, so generally, not always today, it's not like that so much anymore, generally the wife takes on the customs of the husband. So let's say the wife was accustomed to being machmir, and now she marries a husband who's mekel, she has to be mater neder. She should be mater neder. So it goes to show, that's what the point is, that Gebrah, exactly. So it goes to show that this chumrah, it's not even the level of a minhag. Because a minhag, I don't know, the dynamics, I'm not clear on all the different, there's a lot of some which discuss the dynamics of how, what's the difference between a gzera, a takana, a minhag, midas chasidus. It's more than a midas chasidus, because you have to be mater neder. But it's not the level of a gezera or a takana where then the rules wouldn't be so simple, where it would be enough for her to be mater neder. She would have to continue, or It's not clear. But halacha l'maisa, it appears to fall in the category of what's called a neder, and something you've accustomed to yourself too many times, you want to relink, you have to be matir neder. Okay, there are other interesting things. A lot of similarities between this, I'll tell you, Rosh HaKrakim, I can tell you between this and Gebrokst. Gebrokst, there are many coolest. Anytime a person has a suffix when it comes to Gebrokst, to the kidney, also you can be makel, medications, you can be makel, and this din bittel, and it's not also b'mashahu. There are many, and what about one interesting thing in Tzachumr is that what about the 8th day of Pesach? And the 8th day of Pesach are very machmir, very makel on many. But it appears that this is something that is very interesting, that the kidneys were not makel. A person who's makbid not to eat kidneys on Pesach should continue, is not allowed to eat kidneys on Acharon Shal Pesach. Even though on Acharon Shal Pesach all of the other chumras fall away, you're allowed to eat gebrokst, and you're allowed to eat with by someone else, and you're allowed to eat dried fruit. There are all these different customs which come from whatever. These are customs, these are just reminders, traditional reminders from what used to be years ago. When makbid, all these chumras which really have no, which today don't really apply, the last day, Pesach, falls away. Kidneys, even though it's very lenient, it's not a takon, not even a minhok, it's only like a neder, it's very lenient. It does have this tinge of stringency than Acharon Shal Pesach l'machne. So it's in a world by itself. As we started, we don't know who instituted it. We really do not know its exact source. We don't know a bezdin. We cannot name a bezdin. We cannot name a time period. I gave you 8 reasons. And the big nafkamin is what exactly is included in gibrok, in kidneys, because there's so many different types of beans and so many different types of grains. Are they kidneys? Yes or no? It depends on the reasons. Sometimes one of the reasons applies to one, does not apply to the other. It's very broad range of different products, different opinions, and it's we don't know its source. We do know that we treat it very leniently, but it does have a tinge of stringency that the last day of Pesach we continue not to eat kidneys, those who are of Ashkenazic descent. Okay, we'll stop here. Yitzhak, tomorrow we'll continue. Same thing tomorrow. 10 o'clock. 10:05. Okay, 10:05.